Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to tonight's show. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm doing a test call, but I don't hear myself. Okay, now I do. All right, welcome to PGN Prophetic Grace Network. Welcome to tonight's show.
I'm Terrence.
And I am Tanisha, and today is April 24th, 2024. Oh, 4/24/24. 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. We are excited to be here. Thankful that you are here and excited to see what God has to say to us tonight.
As always, I'm looking forward to when we can be doing this on video as well. Mm-hmm. I want to see faces like the Hollywood Square.
Oh my gosh, I remember that show. Cool little game show.
Yeah. I want to see faces. Take technology, you know, to just use all we can. Just do what we can for the Lord. Echo your plans. See, this is me. Oh my God. Me and my wife really be having fun, y'all. Let me be honest with you. She's straight up and down. I want to go to the book of Mark. I was reminded of a story today. I want to say Mark 9. In my Bible. Yes. Okay, Mark 9, and we'll start at verse 14.
No way. That's what I was gonna talk about too.
Well, that's what the Spirit wants to talk about.
Yeah.
So Lord, we just thank you for this word, Father God. We just thank you for being here. We thank you for the moments like these that always open us to hear from you and equip us, prep us, sustain us, keep us, strengthen us, build us. Whatever your word does, needs to do in our lives, Lord, we just welcome you, Father God. We just thank you that as you move, we do. As you move, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that we just take your word for what it is and just step out on it with no hesitation. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Stepping out on God's word with no hesitation. Why would we hesitate? God give us a word. Why do we hesitate to believe it? Why do we hesitate to just do what God says do? What is it that we have to think about, mm-hmm, when it comes down to just obeying what God says? Like, what do we have to figure out? What is it that, who do we have to run it through to get the stamp of approval just to do what God says? Peter said, Lord, can I come? Yeah, come on. He just hopped right on out there. That's what he did. He hopped right out. He went and did. Stepped out on the word immediately. Abraham, go. Okay. Just go. A word from the Lord changes. And all we have to do is just believe it and just be obedient. Even if, because like your obedience and your doing of the working of the word of God solidifies your belief in it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you believe it and you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You do it cause you believe it. And that simplifies it for you. Let's make the word simple. Praising God, serving God ain't hard. Believing God ain't hard. at all. But let's get into it. Mark 9. We'll start with verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, wall of foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. I did 14 through the 32nd verse. God gave me a couple points to point out here. I'm not going to be long. You know, I'm going to turn it over. And, but here we have a spirit that, a son that was possessed, that was being harmed by a spirit. And his father knew, based on what he heard about Jesus, that he could do it. But when he came to Jesus, he came with the wrong frame of mind. And what Jesus did, Jesus adjusted his thinking so that he would be able to do what needed to be done. Jesus needs our faith. Like God says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So he went to his disciples, those that walked with them, and they couldn't do it. Because he was looking for it to be done through someone else. But when he went to Jesus, Jesus said, man, it ain't about if I can. It's about if you can believe it. Then all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us are wanting things to happen in our lives. And we are waiting on God to do something. But in turn, God is waiting on you to just believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a matter if God can. It's a matter if you believe it. And when your belief is on the line, all things are possible to them that believe. A lot of the times, but the thing is, this word is working both ways, because we are getting what we are believing. If you're believing that you lack things,
mm-hmm.
most of the times you're going to continue to lack. I mean, no, that's not most of the time. That's what it is, because that's what you're believing. You're only focusing on what you don't have. And that's the trick of the enemy, to focus on what you don't have. The Lord brought something to my attention today about us as people. And the reason why we're in the shape that we're in right now, because Satan got us to focus on something we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
He got us to focus on something that we claimed to be lacking when we already had everything. And then when we focused on the lack, we lost everything.
Ooh.
He gave us everything. You can eat from every tree, but this one, don't do this one, just this one. And so Satan always wants you to focus on what God doesn't want you to focus on. And when he can get you to focus on what God doesn't want you to focus on, he knows that that's what's going to come alive in your life, because he knows how God made you. And you think about how in this scripture, this passage, and Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? Because he had to get the father to start talking. You got to begin to open up your mouth. And he said, of a child. And as he began to talk, he said, oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters. He began to tell the story of what's been going on. So he's making his confession
mm-hmm.
to Jesus. See, when we begin to pray to God, we have to confess things. We got to go down the road. We got to start talking about it. When you got into that bad relationship, you need to go to God in prayer and talk about, yeah, Lord, I was walking down the street that day, and I stopped at the gas station, and I saw him, and he said this to me. And I knew I should have gone the other way. But I didn't. These are confessions. Because when you start speaking the truth is what's going to make you free.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the only way that God can move in your life, is when the truth has been revealed. When you begin to open up to the truth, God can come in and make things happen. He began to tell the story and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Okay, that's great. Then Jesus immediately said unto him, if thou can't believe, because I don't need you, like, begging me. I'm not a genie. God is like not a wish granter. Well, you give him some money and he in turn a blessing. That's not what this is. He taught this man how to cover something and to get rid of something, period. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And it said immediately the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thy unbelief. Why did he say help thy unbelief? He even had faith that even if he didn't believe it, that God would help him in that area. Like, help me where I'm short. But but this is what I'm crying out for. This is what I want to happen. And even if I'm not there yet, help me. Because I don't want to have unbelief. A lot of us have unbelief. A lot of us have had a word and heard a word, and we've got excited about the word, but we never covered the unbelief. Because when you believe something, you move like it. You move on that. You act on that you believe. You want this relationship, but you're not challenging yourself to be open. You don't want to talk to nobody. You want friends. You don't make yourself available. You want peace, but you keep up drama. This is what you're claiming. You say you want. You want some money, but you don't learn nothing about money. You want to hear from God, but you listening to the world. You focused on what they got to say all the time, all of the time. And now is the time for that to be over with. God says it's time. You got to check your doubt meter. Because a lot of us still have some underlying doubt, some underlying unbelief right here. Help thy mind unbelief. This man knew that he had some doubt somewhere, but he covered it. He covered it. He put his faith on the line for his unbelief, y'all. Like, hey, I believe you can do it. You can help my unbelief. Because that's honest. A lot of us, we hear this word. We got a relationship with God, but you ain't finna sit up here and tell me that when God sit up here and do things in your life or allow or certain things happen in your life that you just act up like Peter off that first step. Most of us was like the other disciples, never did get out the boat. But did that discount their mission? No, it didn't. God wants us to be honest and walk in truth. When we walk in truth, that's our authority. It's not perfection. It's truth. We ain't gonna walk in perfection. The blood covers us, so God sees us like Jesus. Our imperfections are covered. But the truth, and us walking in truth, is what keeps the light shining. That's the freedom. Since the truth is what's going to make you free, that's what's going to set us free. So you have to be honest. If you're lazy, be honest. Don't sit up here and be constantly trying to tell yourself you're not something that you know you are.
that you struggle with. That's the only way that we can be delivered. That's the only way that those things could come off of us. We have to acknowledge it. We have to call those things out. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are. Because I'm looking at the body of Christ. If the body of Christ was really believing what they claim, if they really believe this word here, I'm telling you, do you think our school systems would be what they are? We wouldn't even be involved with these governmental school systems. We would really have our own. We would literally be a light upon a hill. We would have all our own resources. We wouldn't be all divided. At all. But this is where we are. Have faith in God. Don't let your faith waver. If tonight you're wavering in your faith, I pray that God helps you with that. Help us, Lord, in our wavering faith. Help us in our unbelief. Because you read this word, because you can't see it. Most of us don't believe it or afraid to believe it. We got to check those things. There are people we got to help get to the feet of Jesus. And we have to be those examples. So God can use us in this time and demonstrate things through our lives, because the demonstration happened right here. After this man believed and he cried out, it says, and Jesus saw the people came running together. So the people were coming to check some things out. He had an audience. Yep. He had some witnesses to come see what he'll do for you. Mm-hmm. And this is the time that we're in. People are going to come running. And God going to demonstrate some. Say he rebuked that spirit right then and there. They said the boy lay dead, it seems. He's got to be dead. But all Jesus did was took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. So it really doesn't matter how tough things may seem or how they may look, how violent it may look. It's just when Jesus take you by your hand, you're going to come up out of all of it. And we have to give it to Jesus. We got to take everything to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Because it's already worked out. It's a matter of you believe it or not. That's what I got. I know you got. But I kind of held back because I thought my wife was going to come on in here.
I mean, you talked about what I was going to talk about, so. Yeah, I mean, God, the Spirit of the Lord is definitely moving, because that's what he talked to me about before you came in, about that particular scripture and about the belief. And,
wow,
you know, and even the same point that you made, another point that he made to me was the fact that it was a child that was possessed by a demonic spirit from early childhood. So even some people are accepting of certain conditions that their kids have, and it's something demonic, and they just need to believe Jesus to, you know, cast it out. And then, like you said, the crowd. When he saw the crowd coming, and he did it. So sometimes we don't understand what's going on in our life, and we feel like the spotlight has been put on us. But yes, it is so that God can perform a miracle in front of all the people. I'm pretty sure that crowd consisted of people who believed, so they would wait to see Jesus perform a miracle, and naysayers who was looking for some drama and say, "See, this dude is a fraud, a fake, and a phony." But regardless, he was going to show everybody what he was capable of doing. Just like in Egypt, you know, we're in the season of Passover right now. until the 30th, that's the last day. But why didn't God just attack Pharaoh, right? Because Pharaoh is the one who has the power to release the children of Israel or to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have made sense, right? Because God's ways aren't like our ways. It would have made sense from a human standpoint to punish just Pharaoh, since the people of Egypt, they didn't have any say about anything. You know, they're subject to his decisions just like the children of Israel were.
Mm-hmm.
But why did God punish all of Egypt? Because he was showing them. He was making, they were the audience to show them that, hey, your allegiance to this man and worshiping these gods ain't where it's at, because it was a mockery of every one of their,
right,
their gods. Because even when you read in Genesis and in Exodus, when you read, some of the Egyptians went with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just the children of Israel that left. There were some Egyptians that went with them too, because God made them an audience to prove who he was. So even in this retelling of history, right, people say, oh, it's fairy tales. No, it's a retelling of history. This is the real history book.
Mm-hmm.
That other stuff may or may not have occurred that way. A lot of it is speculation and just what they think based on customs and all that kind of stuff. They got to fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
But with this is the retelling of history. We see that Jesus did it once the crowd came.
Mm-hmm.
So that no matter what the reason was that they were there, maybe they just got lost, was looking for the market and got lost. Or if they were there to see something or they were there to doubt something, it didn't matter. Once he did it, he proved himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the Egyptians. He proved himself to be God, because Pharaoh posed a question. Who is your God that I should listen to him? Who is he? So he answered the question. And the same thing with this man. Can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, it's not a matter of can I do it. Listen, let's read it again real quick. I'm reading out of Amplified. Jesus said to him, you say to me, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. See, so Jesus is taking the onus off of him. It's not like you just said earlier, it's not a matter of can he do it. That he can do anything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling them, it's not on me. It's on you. All things are possible for the one who believes and trusts. So he spoke it now. That's facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever Jesus says, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, immediately the father of the boy cried out with a desperate, piercing cry, saying, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like a lot of us. Like, we believe, but then we still have some unbelief too. Like Tara said, it's doubt. So there's a difference between full-blown unbelief and doubt, because doubt still leaves room for it may or may not. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's that gray, which that's Jesus don't even like that. God
mm-hmm.
don't like it. Talk about that gray. That's when you're lukewarm. But it says, when Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering around them, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. After screaming out and throwing him into a terrible convulsion, it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus proved what he said. When the man proclaimed that he did believe and said, help my unbelief.
Right.
Right. So he clearly believed that Jesus could help his unbelief. And so, see, we only looking at the part where he cast out the spirit. What we're not looking at is the fact that he clearly healed the man's unbelief as well, because had he not, Jesus wouldn't have been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have been able to do it, but he would not have.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying, it's not what I can. All things are possible if for those who trust and believe. So he said, I can believe and help my unbelief. At that moment, the unbelief was helped. Now he was fully believed. Now Jesus does it. This was a twofold miracle.
Mm-hmm.
He healed the man's unbelief,
mm-hmm.
which in turn made the man in position to receive what he was believing for. So a lot of times believers get caught up in, oh, well, it's never going to happen to me because I've been trying to get myself to believe this for years. You're missing the point. If you would just go and believe that Jesus can heal your unbelief, now your belief is going to be where it needs to be to now you can receive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss the double miracle that occurred here, that Jesus didn't just heal that boy, he healed his father too. and set him up to receive a miracle. So that's why he's saying all things are possible. See, you can't heal your unbelief. You only could do your part. You could get in the word. But some people say, maybe he wasn't in his word. Maybe it don't matter. You could be in your word 24. You could be speaking it into existence. It's all. You could be doing everything that you know to do and still have some unbelief. Mm-hmm. Because you can't do all things. You can only do all things through Christ, mm-hmm. who strengthens you. So when you know that you're doing what you need to do, you fasting, you praying, you doing all these things, you in your word, you speaking it, you thinking positive and all that, and you still got that little sliver of doubt, take that to the Lord. Use the faith that you do have and believe that God is going to heal that unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to be in position to receive. That's the word for mm-hmm. tonight. That we need to be in a position to receive, because God can do everything. He can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
This man made darkness come on Egypt. But it wasn't in Goshen. So can you imagine if it's bright and sunny, birds chirping, butterflies flying on your side of the street, and across the street at your neighbor house is dark, crickets, frogs out, two totally different experiences. God was able to do that. Man can't do that. This man turned a whole river into blood. It did not have red dye number 40. It was blood. And it didn't affect the children of Israel. Think about that fact that they were still flourishing while they while Egypt was perishing.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Egypt perishing? Because they lacked knowledge of who God was. See, they're raised in these traditions. They're raised in these ways. This is what all they knew from birth was Ra and all these Anubis and all these different gods and goddesses that they were worshiping, because they lacked knowledge. And because they lacked knowledge, they were perishing. But when God revealed himself, now they have the knowledge, which is why some of them went. Because they knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to go with who they knew was the real God. That's how they rolled with his people. But again, this is a double miracle in this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because he still had some unbelief and asked God to help him with it. And it clearly worked, because then the miracle took place. Because Jesus could have just did the miracle. He could have just told him, look, my son got demons. Demons throwing him in the fire. Demons throwing him in the lakes and all this kind of stuff, trying to take him out, trying to kill him. And Jesus could have easily just spoken, told that demon, get up out of here. But there was another healing that needed to take place. So tonight, again, like Terrence was saying, you got to tell the truth. Don't be going, Lord, I'm believing you for it. If you not, if you hoping for it, but you don't really believe for it, like, I hope, but I mean, I don't know. Tell the Lord that.
Mm-hmm.
I really want this. I really want to believe this. I've heard you speaking to me in our times of prayer. I've seen things jump out of the word. I know it's the Holy Spirit illuminating things. I've heard your prophets, and there's no way that they would know the things that you and I discussed, but yet I still have doubts, Lord. Help me. Let's read what the man said again. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. And clearly, the moment he said that, and because he obviously believed it, mm-hmm. the unbelief was helped. And then the miracle took place. Go to the Lord in truth with your unbelief. Who are you trying to fool? You ain't fooling nobody by taking it to the Lord and trying to be all ultra spiritual. Sound, make it sound good. Yeah, Lord, I'm just believing you for this healing. And I'm believing because I know what the doctor said, but I'm believing you. But in reality, you believe in the report of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the Lord, help my unbelief, because I hear what you're telling me, but then I hear what they're telling me, and I'm conflicted. I'm pulled in two directions. I want to be healthy. I want to be well, but I've been sick for so long. I don't know if this is just the lot that I'm going to have to deal with in life. I mean, you know, it happened with my mama, my grandma, and people all the way back, so mm-hmm. maybe this is just part of who I am. Take it to him. Take all your truth to him. You can't intimidate God. And guess what? He already knows. So take it to him and be honest. help my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And when you believe that, if you believe that he can help your unbelief and you ask him to do that, he's going to do that. And now you got a miracle. Now the sickness goes away. Now you get the promotion. Now them people back down. Now them spirits got to flee. If you got to take it. Let's read one more scripture and then we're going to answer some calls. Let's go to 28. This is Mark 9, 28. So this is after the spirit has been thrown out. When he had gone indoors, he being Jesus, when he had gone indoors, his disciples began asking him privately, "Why were we unable to drive it out?" He replied to them, "This kind of unclean spirit cannot come out by anything but prayer to the Father and fasting." We know that that's in there too. But the Amplified doesn't list the and fasting, but I know that it's there. Come out by anything. Now, the Amplified just says this kind of unclean spirit cannot come out by anything but prayer to the Father. See, when that man told Jesus, asked him to help his unbelief, that was a prayer. See, the difference is that he was in front of him and we have to, we pray. He still hears us just as clear as if he was in front of us, like he was in front of that man. But that's all prayer is. It's just conversation with the Lord. You're making your request known. And come on, like it's all tying in. That man prayed for his unbelief to the Lord directly. He healed the unbelief. He cast that thing on out. So don't let that go over your head too. But again, what the Lord is saying to us tonight is to take it to him in prayer. Your unbelief, your doubts. You like, oh, I'm 50 years old. I ain't never gonna have no husband. Or I'm 32. I'm never gonna lose weight. I've been fat my whole life. Or whatever you got going on. I ain't never gonna get no good job because the job market is too crazy right now. I can't buy no house. Have you seen them interest rates? I ain't got no down payment money. Whatever is causing you to doubt, but God is telling you something else. Right? This man brought his son because he heard the story. He believed Jesus was able to do it, but he still had doubt, even though he believed he was able to do it. So you believe that Jesus is able to get your house or heal your body or get your mind right or whatever it is that you're believing for, but you just have doubt that he's going to do it for you. And whatever is blocking you from whatever is causing you to think he's not going to do it for you, take it to the Lord in prayer so that he can help you. Stop trying to do it on your own, getting self-help books, watching every YouTube video known to man. There's no scripture that says you can do all things through you who strengthens you. So, yes, you have good intentions, and you're trying to do what you know to do based on the word, but take it to the Lord. And stop trying to fix it or do it on your own, thinking, oh, if I just listen to more word, if I just listen to Bible stories that night while I go to sleep, if I just this, that, and the other, those things are great. But what's easier and what's effective is taking it to the Lord directly. And then he's going to guide you on to what you need to do. Or he can instantaneously do it like he did this man. Boom. But he will get you to understand what was the reason. Because I went through that, where I had to take it to the Lord and say, well, I'm believing for this, but I think this. And he told me, that's not going to happen. I know what you're thinking, but I'm telling you that's not going to happen. And I trusted him. Take your truth to the Lord. Those hidden things that you ain't telling your prayer group, that you ain't telling your spouse, that you hiding from your pastor, that you're not telling your best friend. You ain't telling your YouTube audience or whoever you are in communication with every day. Take it to the Lord because he don't want you to be sitting there suffering in silence, not receiving. He died to give you life and life more abundantly, not life and life shabbily. Nobody, who wants that? He didn't die for that. I have a saying that I say when I see people just in ignorance and just shortchanging themselves, I say Jesus did not die on the cross for that. And it's true, he didn't. He died to give you life and life abundantly. Do everything that you can in your power to ensure your abundant life. Sometimes it's just a matter of taking your brokenness to the Lord and having a conversation with him, period. And letting him guide your steps to get you to where you need to be because he already died. He already paid it. He wants you to partake. Like we were talking about last week, we ain't leaving nothing on the table. None of us. We're not leaving anything on the table. We're taking full advantage of all of our benefits because we are the righteousness of God. We are his children, and we are entitled to it, period. And that's all I got.
Amen.
I said I didn't have nothing to win for.
Hold on. Look, I wasn't even finna go there. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. but it's definitely a good word. And one thing I want to hint again before we move on was verse 23. In verse 24, I'm reading King James, says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And this right here was the most important phrase to me in this. And it says, and straightway. In other words, immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. In other words, there was no hesitation. When you hear from God, don't hesitate on receiving and acting on that word. Just do what God tells you. Amen. Immediately. Because when you be pausing and hesitating, you open up the door for Satan to come in and shake your unbelief.
Thank you. Did God really say that?
You've been to forget what he said. Because you start thinking about other things, been to forget what the Lord said. Because now you focused on this over here. I'll get back to it later. And this thing, you know, 10 years and gone by. And said, you still ain't cleaning them blinds off. The same blinds you look at every day that you claim you fit, and they ain't done it. And that's how we are. It's like blessings just sitting right here. Everything is available to us, but all we do is focus on the lack. All
right.
Focus on the lack. 832-231, who we speaking with?
Tasha from Texas.
Hey, Tasha, how are you?
So I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank y'all for the word. I enjoyed it.
Come on, I'm glad I did too. That word do something down it.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. Let's pray. Let's pray, Tosh. It's good to hear from you tonight.
Thank
As
you.
Always. Let's go. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke. Let's see, is this 10? Yeah, Luke 10. I mean, Luke 13. I'm going to start verse 10 right quick. Lord, got me a word for you. All right, here we go. And it says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and saith unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, do not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water it? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done
by him. All right, Lord, we just thank you for this word. We thank you for Tasha tonight, Father God. We just thank you for you being loose, like straightened out, like things being straightened out in your life. And God is saying that there will be no hindrances in the straightened out processes. It's like it's not going against he's not going with the rules of the world. Like the things, the expectations of the world and the way that they perceive things to happen, like there are no boundaries when it comes to God. God is not limited on what he can do in your life and how he wants to do it. There are no limitations. In his presence, where Jesus is, there's liberty. Because he is freedom. He is love. And he wants you to understand and to know that it does not matter what people say or how they have been doing it and how people have been trying to tell you, well, if you do this, then you can have that. But God is saying, all you got to do is this, and I'll do this. Mm-hmm. You do this one thing, I'll cover all of those. You ain't got to do all of those for that one. He'll do one and give you all of those. So you're going to do less and get more while everybody else is doing more and getting less. Mm-hmm. And that's when God straightens you out. When he does it, he does it well. Mm-hmm. He does it well. This woman has been dealing with this thing 18 years. So in other words, it doesn't matter how long. No matter how old. So you think she was going to say, well, now, shoot, I've been bound up for 18. I'm used to it now. No, that woman wants to be straight. So it's like it does not matter how long it hadn't been or it hadn't happened. Just that when you get in the right position with Jesus, you get in the right place with God, he straightened it out for you. But see, it says what she did. It says right here, he was teaching. And that was a woman. She was there. So she got to the place. She was in his presence. And you can stay in the presence of God every day, all day. Mm-hmm. You can be in the presence of God every day, all day, and you ain't got to worry about being bowed up, bowed up, withered up, hunched, can't hold your head up. God is giving you a new spine to literally stand up to the powers that be. God is strengthening you in this time to take authority over the life that he's given you. And in your authority, you stand up. And that's what God is straightening out. He's straightening you out to stand up so he can present you. Wow. That's what I got.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for Tasha tonight, Father God. We thank you for the word being for her tonight. It's for everybody, but this message is for her as far as the belief. That this, again, this woman in this story, she did not believe because of the amount of time. She still believed.
Right.
So thank you, Lord, for that you're opening Tasha to belief for healing in areas that have been long term, that have been for a very long time, especially when it's something that becomes a part of us. Illness becomes a part of our body. So we have to even shift the way we move to accommodate illness. Like if we got a bad knee, we might walk with a limp to accommodate it. because even though we it's not who we are, but it's there, and so we learn how to live with it and to try to be as comfortable as possible, but it doesn't mean that we accept that this is just the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you, Father God, for showing her the areas that she's accommodated some long-term issues, but that it's time for those issues to now flee.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for them to be removed. And I thank you, Lord, for strengthening her to believe that
yes.
they can leave.
Yes.
Not like she's like, oh, I've been walking with a limp all this time. Oh, well, no. But we're saying, okay, I've been moving like this because I've been accommodating something that I've been dealing with for a long time. But now it's time to loose that thing
mm-hmm.
and to walk upright. So I thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the word. Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I receive and I believe in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's done. And it's a process. It's a process, Doc. You hear me? It's
mm-hmm.
a process in really trying to, like, I see like you're coming into focus with tradition. Like things that you've seen and been taught, like traditions, like coming into, and you got the truth right here, and
mm-hmm.
and you're sifting like those traditions through the truth, and everything ain't lining up, and so God is showing you what's in alignment with the truth through tradition. He's showing you what really matters and what doesn't. Because a lot of things we traditionally done don't carry no weight with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It might carry some mm-hmm. weight with some family members or some people, but it don't carry no weight with God. Like, it means nothing. It means nothing. And
mm-hmm.
but to some people, that's what Satan would use to cause divide, to cause division and stuff, to cause I'm not gonna say division. He'll cause a disturbance and distraction.
Hmm.
And then when God comes in and the truth comes in, it divides the truth from the lies. It separates
mm-hmm.
the oil and the water. He separates. He comes and sets the standard, and that's what the truth is going to do with you. Yeah, with you. You're gonna see it. Yeah, and it is. The thing's gonna make more sense, but it's gonna make spiritual sense because now you're looking at it from a spiritual eye, a spiritual mind, the mind of Christ, and that things open up like okay. I don't even have to stress over this because that means nothing.
Hmm.
I'm making it mean something.
Hmm.
But God wants you to make what he says mean something. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because if he ain't saying it, that's all it is. It's just some words being spoken. But if he ain't said it, it don't mean nothing.
It don't make sense.
Uh-uh. That's dead on it. That's dead on it. That's dead on it. Say, run it through Jesus. Run it through Christ. Run it through mm-hmm. the word. And be like, I ain't going with that because the word don't say that. Because
mm-hmm.
it's so simple. We open ourselves up to ideas and thoughts that people have for conversation, and they are really thrown off, and they really be trying to get you thrown off as well. That's why he tells us to study so that's up for. A lot of us go to church every Sunday and being led astray by a thrown off pastor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All because you don't want to read your word.
Mm-hmm.
All because you don't want to study. Yes, the pastor's accountable for what he does, but you accountable as well. We all got the skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
We all got it. We all got an answer to him. Yep. But that's what I got, son.
Well,
amen. You got anything particularly you want to pray for?
Yes, I just want to pray that I play my position because, like you say, it's a game and we all got to play our part and we all got to study to show ourselves approved because we all got to take account for our own actions.
Mm-hmm.
But thank the Lord for that. But I need prayer for my family, me and my son, and life more abundantly.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you. And Pastor Father, we thank you for her family, Lord, that you will bring them into the revelation knowledge that of who you are in a very authentic way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people hear about Jesus. They know who he is, but they don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, Father God, that any of her family members that don't know you intimately, that they will come to know you, that you would have encounters with them, Father God, so that there's no shadow of a doubt that you're real, just like how you proved yourself to the Egyptians. Just like you proved yourself to Thomas when he doubted. You lifted your hand so that he could see the holes where the nails were. You'll put things on display when it's necessary so that people who are on the fence, people who can come around, will come around. Mm-hmm. If you knew that Thomas was never going to believe, you wouldn't have done it. If you knew that the Egyptians, all of them, were still going to roll with Pharaoh and his beliefs, you wouldn't have did the display.
Mm-hmm.
But you saved some of them. You saved Thomas and his unbelief. So, Lord, if there be any members of her family that don't have an authentic relationship with you or that don't know you, reveal yourself to them, Father God, so that they can know that they know that they know that Jesus is real and that Jesus is Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for every area of her life, her experiencing what the true wealth is,
mm-hmm.
Having abundance in every area of her life, no matter where she's at, whether it be home, work, school, job, grocery store, it don't matter that she understands that favor follows her everywhere that she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And with that favor comes wealth and an abundance. So show that to her, Father God, so that no matter where you send her, she doesn't care about what the current situation is or what the environment is because she knows what she's bringing with her, that she's bringing the favor, that she's bringing the anointing, she's bringing the wealth, and bringing the power to change things with her through you. So, Lord, we just love you, and I pray for her. Was it her son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pray for her son, Father God, that you would touch his heart, Father God. Make him a man after your own heart. Yes. Make him a man after your own heart, Father God. Let the truth of the word be illuminated in his heart to see through his heart, to not even see through other people or what he believed or with his limited knowledge, but to really grow into a man after your own heart, a man who will acknowledge you, a man who will, even when caught up in flaws, will say, you know what, Lord, I sinned against you. Help me to be an example, Father God. Use him as an example to other people, but give him a heart after you. Let his heart seek you. So even when his heart is trying to seek other things, where his heart will not even be receptive of it because his heart is captivated by you. Mm-hmm. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling, Tasha. We love you.
Thank you, all too. And be blessed and take care.
Absolutely. You too.
Okay.
Wow. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
405-934.
Hello, this is Autumn.
Hey, Autumn, how are you, man?
I'm doing good.
That's good. I hadn't heard from you in a while. It's good to hear from you. Oh, Autumn in the house. Let's pray. My brother is here, Lord. We thank you for Autumn tonight, Father God. We thank you for righteousness being revealed, like like God is going to use you to like reveal the righteousness to people, like what's right. Not about being right, but being righteous. You know, a lot of people, we have the ability and wherewithal to do things because it's, there are ways that seem right to man. You know, I got a right because the court says, I got a right because the Constitution says, and this, that, and another. But just because the Constitution says or the man's law says it's right, is it righteous? And that's where we are with building, like, I see like a man block, like I saw a brick, but it had man on it. So like men are supposed to build things, you know. God put it in us to create. He gave us the seed. He wanted our seed to be reproduced. Your seed is to be reproduced. You look at the court systems. Man and let's say the man woman split for whatever reason and they have children, right? The courts will give the children to the mother, but the children have the father's name. Why? Because that's his seed. That's the extension of him. That's the him reproducing himself, his seed. Apple seeds reproduce more apples. Orange seeds produce more oranges. But the world has it twisted. Society has it twisted. And they blatantly do things that are against God. That tries to tear down the order in the way God has it designed. And they will say it's only right for mother to have possession of the child. And they would say that the child belongs to the mother. But when you get in the Word and you study the Word of God, when Jesus came belonging to his Father.
Right.
He got instructions from his Father. He did what his father said. But we live in a society that doesn't want to hold the father in the position that he's supposed to be in. And all of this is by way of sin, of course. And when we have been born again and the truth has made us free, we got to speak the truth. We got to tell the truth regardless. It doesn't matter if it's popular or unpopular. The truth needs to be the truth. It doesn't matter how people are going to respond. The truth is what it is. And it doesn't discount anybody. Mary's not discounted, but the truth is what it is. No woman is discounted from her role and why God made her. But we got to get back to the order of things and get out of the way that we feel about things. And that's what God's going to use you for. To ask, okay, is it righteous? I know that seems right to you, but God deems things to be righteous. And he has an order. And his order is the righteous order of God. And that's the way that he originally wanted things to be done. Period. Period. I just really see God use you for that. Man, that just came from, well, but that's, yes, that's what I got for you, Autumn, this evening. Wow.
Amen, Lord. Thank you for the endurance and the, like it paying off, kind of like when Joseph went to jail, or for prison rather. I'm sure in the beginning there had to be some mixed emotions about, you know, he was trained a certain way by his father. He had all this favor. So he went from being coddled, having all this favor, having all this attention, to being still getting favor when he went into Egypt and was under in Potiphar's house, very trusted to having somebody make a false accusation, and then mm-hmm. all that favor now just being feeling like it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because now he's in a place that he doesn't deserve to be in. And then even when he's interpreting dreams there with the baker and the cupbearer,
mm-hmm.
And feeling probably again like that he was forgotten about and that the favor had kind of ran out. But really God was developing him while he was there, and the favor was still there, because then one of them, the baker, remembered him when the Pharaoh had something going on with in the dream realm. And then because of him remembering him, which was some favor, having interaction with Pharaoh, being put number two. And that's what I'm seeing with you, Autumn. Like the God has been, it's like you've been in where it might feel like you haven't received favor, but really you've been in a season of like pruning and shaping and changing your mind about things. And now God is about to position you to where you see like what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the favor never really left. It might feel like it because you're experiencing different things, but those things have shaped you. Those things have conditioned you. Those things have taught you. So it's not in vain. Like even Joseph being in prison, that wasn't in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It gave him the mentality that he needed to be number two. You know, even when you look at the life of David, he was anointed as a king at a young age, but even when the prophet came to anoint him, his own dad didn't even see it in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then even when all the stuff was going on with the Philistines and all that, he went out to his brothers, they like, what you doing here? You're like annoying. Like he constantly went through where he was being rejected by his own family. But God was using all that to condition him to be a great king. So he never lost his positioning with God, even though it might have felt that way maybe at times in his life, but it was all doing what was required for him to obtain the positioning that God had already ordained for him. So I see you like moving up, like where the season, and some seasons are longer than others, right? Some seasons can be for a day, a week, 2 weeks, 2 years, 5 years, you know, seven. Some seasons are longer, but I see you coming out of a season that's been really pruning you and really conditioning you and teaching you how to overcome, and now God elevating you to where you've always been destined for. It's always been for you. So, Lord, we thank you for Autumn, Father God. We thank you for him even having an understanding of what's been happening. Sometimes we, while we're in something, when things feel stagnated or unfair, we don't quite understand what's going on. First, we might take a, like, oh, did I do something wrong? Did I mishear? We go through all these range of emotions, and then we get to a point of understanding how God works and understanding your ways, Lord, and understanding what's even in us and understanding how to trust. Like it's a pruning. It's a pruning. It's a conditioning. It's like the fire is put on us, and now all the impurities that are in us start to come to the top. And so now we can identify them to scrape them off. And so I thank you, Lord, that he's going to have the understanding of what has been going on. It's one thing to know what's been going on in the natural, but what has been going on behind the scenes in the spiritual, and that you're taking him to an elevated place. So, Lord, we just love you and honor you. Thank you for that. Protect him, Father God. Help him identify all the things that he needs to identify so that he can use that to be a blessing to others, because some people really don't know what's going on mm-hmm. in their lives. They can't see the God in a situation. They only can see the situation. So use Autumn to show people, to highlight, I know that it feels like this, but God is in this. God is in this. Use him to be an encourager to people. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, man. You got anything you want to pray for specifically? Anything you want to share?
No prayer request.
Okay. Hey, thank you, man.
Thanks for calling in. We love you.
Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. 704-492. 704-492.
704-492, you there? Who are we speaking with? Can't hear you. You're real low. I'm getting a lot of static on your end. We can't hear you. We're just going to pray over you. I can't hear you. We're going to pray over you. 704-492. Lord, we just thank you for 704-492. Being heard. Like God knows everything. Sometimes we think we have to make things known, but God makes known what he wants to be known. There are certain things that don't even need to be known because he's all knowing. God covers it. We can't underestimate God because his ways ain't our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And God is not oblivious to the things that go on in our lives. He's not oblivious to the things that go on in the people lives that we love. In people lives we know, he knows what's going on in everybody's life, whether they acknowledge him or not. And that's the authority that we have as believers because we know that he knows. So that's why we have the power to pray over our bosses. These companies, family members, it doesn't matter. We have the ability to take it to the Lord. And that's what I see God really using you for during this time, to take it to him. Like being able to really understand your true authority and walking in true kingdom citizenship. Kingdom citizenship is exactly what is what you need to walk in and understand in this life. And so with that being said, Lord, we just thank you for the peace, the strength. We thank you for the knowledge and the wisdom that's needed, the endurance, the fortitude that's needed to build and to stand firm on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Stand firm on the word of God. That's what I got.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for 704-492 for them to rest. To rest on you, like John rested on the bosom of Jesus. I see you really resting on the Lord. When you think about when you rest on somebody's bosom, that's a chest area. For those who don't know, I don't know if people use that term anymore. But when you lay on somebody's chest, you can hear their heartbeat. You can hear everything going on in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you resting to really have an even a more intimate understanding of the Lord, how he works, how he moves, and that all the moves he makes are for your good. Sometimes our things that are for our good don't feel good. And as parents, we know that, you know, our kids might do something and they did the wrong thing and now we got to punish them. And then they come back later and they're trying to undo the punishment. Oh, I know you said I can't do this, but can I now? I learned my lesson. And you're like, no. Because you're doing it for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to get them to learn something. You're trying to shape them. You're trying to, something that's in them, that foolishness, right? The foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to unbind it and loose it. And so I see you really getting an understanding of how the Lord works.
Mm-hmm.
And how everything he does is for your good. And you're just resting on him and resting on that and just using this season in your life to become closer to him, right? Because one thing, read words and all that, and that's great. You got to read your word and pray. But he desires a relationship with you. He desires a closeness to you. And I see you entering into that and learning how to just lay on him when things are getting a little weird. You just lay on his chest like, okay, Lord, I just trust you. I trust you. And he's going to show you his ways. And it's going to give you revelation. And you're going to have full understanding. So, Lord, thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 951-966. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, TNT. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina.
Hey,
how are you?
Regina.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I heard you guys on last night.
Oh, we sure was on last night.
Yeah,
I
was. Let me check it in today.
Hey, yeah, we was in high gear last night, wasn't
it? It was good, yeah.
I know I was. Randy to get quiet when I get on.
I'd
be
like you just
transport to a pulpit. Yeah, I sometimes I just like I can't help it. I remember when Kenny used to say I get the TD Jakin.
I mean, Kenny, yeah.
Oh my God. My sister Regina. Oh goodness. Oh goodness. Let's pray. Let's pray. Wow. I don't know why I went to Romans. Let's pray, though. The Lord will give it to me.
Can you see? You want to turn the slide on?
No, I can see.
Okay.
I can see I got illuminated over here. I have some light. Oh, my God. Lord, we just thank you for Regina tonight, Father God. We thank you for things becoming evident. Like when people see you, they know who with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like our video called my mom today, and they're in Memphis, and one of my younger cousins, my second cousins. This would be my third cousin, which I met today. She's about a couple months old. But when we put the video on her, she just lit up her first time seeing me. But I know what it was, you know, because my wife piggybacked off of it because she gave me the biggest smile. And it's like babies are sensitive to the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, babies pick up on the spirits that people possess.
Right.
You find a cranky baby. You find a cranky baby in a household. A lot of the times, I'm gonna find a spirit somewhere that's messing with that child.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's thrown off, you know. Mm-hmm. And but she lit up because it was evident who rose with me. It's evident who I roll with,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's evident who I allow to shine through me. And the baby could see it. The baby could see it. And this is how God is positioning you in that realm of authority to where God would be evident and in your life. Okay, let's go to Romans 1. I'm gonna read what is it, 18. It says, For God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness suppress, stifle the truth. Because that which is known about God is evident within them in their inner consciousness, for God made it evident to them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Oh my goodness. Like, and this is for, like God is made evident. Like, he leaves all of us without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Period, of who he is. You can suppress it, but when it's not suppressed, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Man ain't going to see it. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Let your light shine. And I see God showing you how to shine your light in this season, during this time, which is going to draw opportunities. It's gonna draw so much to where you gotta sit down and you know and pick. Like it won't be a wrong choice. Ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Like you just, your only problem would be like, man, what would I choose? And ain't and no choice is wrong. Like, who's just overwhelmed with good choices today? I'm overwhelmed with just goodness. Yes, and that's where I see God opening up in your life, Regina, during this season for the development of not only your faith in him, but the development of others' faith in him around you and everybody that you come mm-hmm. in contact with, especially with social media.
Mm-hmm.
A social media presence is key. I don't know if you're on social media. I don't know if you got a YouTube page or nothing, but that's a tool. That's a tool that God has made available for us as believers.
Mm-hmm.
And any believer during this season, you grab hold of that tool, God is going to bless you. He's going to bless you through mm-hmm. that tool. But we can't be ashamed. We can't be afraid to put things on record.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be ashamed and be hindered from putting things on record. Yes, because God wants to, like, he needs the evidence as well. That's, yeah, he needs the evidence for him to be, so that they can see that he's evident in you. So if God been telling you to get it going. Anybody that's listening, God been telling you to get it going. Like, think. Like, there is nothing being held up. There's nothing being held up tonight, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's being held up. It's just all about, oh, have we started what we needed to start? You know, a lot of us still praying when it's time. We like, the praying never stops, but we can be praying and moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could be praying and active, actively praying and actively working our faith and working and doing what God is telling us to do. So I see that happening for you during this season, Regina. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. What I got was, it just went away. Hold on, I'm using an app. Okay, so it is Philippians 1:28 out of the Amplified, and in no way be alarmed or intimidated in anything by your opponents, for such constancy and fearlessness on your part is a clear sign, a proof and a seal for them of their impending destruction, but a clear sign for you of deliverance and salvation, and that too from God. I know the Lord gave me this scripture a couple weeks, was it a week ago or so? But that's what he said for you, like, don't be intimidated by anything that people who are opponents, because opponents are people on opposite ends of what you're trying to accomplish. An opponent doesn't mm-hmm. have to necessarily even be an enemy, right? Because there's different words that's used. The word enemy, but this is using the word opponent. So it's a person who's on the opposite. Let's look up the word real quick. I know we're running out of time, but I got to get this the way the Lord is giving it to me. Opponent. Okay, so opponent is someone who competes against or fights another in a contest, game, or argument, a rival or adversary, right? So they're on the opposite ends of what you're trying to do. So, but this scripture is telling you, don't be alarmed or intimidated by opponents. For such constancy and fearlessness on your part, right? So when you're bold with your opponents, this is what it does. It's a clear sign, a proof and a seal for them of their impending destruction, but a clear sign for you of deliverance and salvation, and that too from God. See, when we stand with God and we do what God is telling us to do and we get opponents, we don't have to bow down. We don't have to feel no type of way. They can't intimidate us. They can't shake us up because they already lost. They just need to see mm-hmm. it. Yeah. And so when you have that boldness, it does something. That boldness does something for them because it's a sign. It's proof. So that when things go down, the way that they're going to go down when the destruction comes, because it says it's an impending destruction, they already had the proof mm-hmm. when you did back down. It was like, no, I already know what that this is what I need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for you, when you don't back down, it's a sign for deliverance and salvation, because the Lord saves. Mm-hmm. He saves our souls, but he also saves us in as we're walking and navigating in this world. So just that's the word to just to don't back down. Period.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord is telling you to do something,
go.
Just go. Whoever comes, that's their impending destruction. We don't want that, but they choosing to do it. So you let them know, like, no, I'm not backing down because I got the Lord on my side on this, and I pray that you come to your senses and come to the right side. But if you don't, that's on you. But I wish you well, and I pray for your deliverance, and that the whatever lies that you're believing in your mind would come off. You know, you just do what you need to do. But this is the Lord telling you to just stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
Stand firm, because it's twofold. So Lord, we just thank you for Regina, mm-hmm. Father God. We thank you that she's bold in every assignment that you have for her,
mm-hmm.
and that when adversaries come, when opponents come, that she's just bold even with them. Even when they come with facts, figures, evidence, the opponents usually come with things that they walk they walk by sight. We walk by faith. They walk
mm-hmm.
by sight.
Mm-hmm.
But her faith is she's going to tell them her faith. And I know what your paperwork says, or I know what you think, or I know
mm-hmm.
what the history of this thing is, but I'm telling you by faith that this is how this is going to pan. I'm telling you by faith that this is the direction that the Lord wants to go. So I don't care what your paperwork and your history and your mind and your mama and your great-grandpa, that don't matter. So you can walk
yeah.
by the sight, but I'm going to walk by the faith. So thank you, Father God, that she's bold, and that she feels like the angels with her. That she feels that she's got people with her, even when it's a whole bunch of them and it's just her, but she feels the angels that you've sent to help her. So let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 That's good.
Amen.
Wow. Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah, I've been thinking of going online and just doing like a Bible study, and I just never did. So.
Wow. Look at the Lord. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
it's time.
So
you got your word.
So my coworkers like, if you do a Bible study, I'll join. I'll come. I'll join with you. Just let me know. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it's going to be. That's beautiful. Wow, that is beautiful. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. Yep. And let us know. We'll tune in too. Absolutely. You got anything in particular you want to pray for?
I like to pray for my brother.
Okay.
His salvation for mm-hmm. one. His name Tyrone, and he has a lot of like. He's in Ohio, so I don't see him, but just listen to him, dealing with some, you know, depression and his body, I don't know, with his legs.
Let's pray for Tyrone. Hallelujah. But we thank you for Tyrone tonight, Father God. We just thank you for healing. We thank you for learning how to deal with stress, learning how to understand what stress is and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because stress hinders us. A lot of times we get sicknesses in our body because of spirits that we've allowed in, you know. And I'm saying the deliverance. He needs deliverance, like freedom, clarity,
mm-hmm.
clarity, past hurts, understanding like how to let go of things. Truly learning to let go, because when we hold on to things, we carry these weights with us, which weigh us down physically as well. These spiritual weights wear us down in our body that can cause blockages and things not to work properly. And we just,
We speak healing over him tonight in Jesus' name, and that he finds clarity and be set free in Jesus' name. We come against those distractions that come in the form of friends, that come in the form of habits. In Jesus' name, those strongholds. We bind them and loose them in Jesus' name so that he can live carefree. Mm-hmm. Carefree and truly understand what it means to live and be a man of God. In Jesus' name, we call that forth in Tyrone's life right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for calling, Regina. We love you.
Yeah.
Love you too. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Keep us posted on that Bible study. I'm telling you, this is the season as a believer to get out there and God is gonna bless. I know it. Mm-hmm. Y'all can remember this 4/24/24. I heard it on PG.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. 4/24/24.
Mm-hmm. 4/24/24. That's why I heard it. I got that word to move forward, to step out, and do what's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Till it's comfortable. You know, like we got to make following God's lead comfortable. Yeah. Finding comfort in just doing what God says and immediately doing it. Don't even think about it. Just do it. You got a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I start right now. Absolutely. That's how he works. But yeah, we're going to clear it out for Randy. You clear it out because we open it up in a couple more minutes. And we love y'all. That's our time tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that God loves you. And we just look forward to hearing from you guys next week and just all that God's going to release in our lives this year. We look forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. We love y'all. Good night.
God bless you.
Wow.